All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Great to be here.
You know, we always try to bring you the most interesting topics, and I think we've got a really juicy one today.
I think so, too. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about employee retention.
Yeah.
And we're going to be looking at some pretty interesting strategies that we've gotten a lot of questions about recently.
Yeah. Right.
And specifically, we're going to be looking at same-day pay.
Okay.
And flexible scheduling.
Interesting.
So these are two things that a lot of companies are considering implementing.
Yeah.
A lot of employees are asking for.
I've heard it a lot.
So we really wanted to dig into the research that we've done and kind of give you the pros and cons.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, you know, employee retention is such a huge issue right now.
Absolutely.
Especially with the way that the job market has shifted so much.
Yeah. You know, it's become a job seeker's market.
Totally.
In a lot of ways. And so, you know, companies really have to start thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
To keep their best people around.
Right. And it's not just about, you know, salary anymore.
No, not at all.
It's about creating a workplace that people actually want to be a part of.
Absolutely. It's about the whole package.
Exactly.
The benefits, the culture.
Let's dive into this first one then.
Okay.
Same day pay.
All right.
I mean, this one's pretty self-explanatory.
It sounds pretty good.
Right. You work.
Yeah.
You get paid that day.
Makes sense.
And so, you know, I was a little bit skeptical at first, I'll be honest.
Okay.
You know, I thought, well, this is just kind of like a gimmick.
Right.
You know, is this really going to make that much of a difference?
Yeah. Does it actually move the needle?
Right. But then I started looking at some of the research.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty compelling.
Really?
So there was one study that found that giving employees access to their earned wages between paychecks reduces their reliance on high interest payday loans by 81%.
Wow. 81%. That's incredible.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's a massive difference.
And so you think about the financial stress that so many people are under.
Just huge problem.
Especially right now.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the pandemic really highlighted how precarious a lot of people's finances are.
Yeah.
And how, you know, one unexpected expense can really throw everything off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so if you can give people that sense of security that they know that they can access their money when they need it.
Right.
It just takes so much pressure off.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, you know, if you're worried about making rent or paying a bill, you're not going to be focused on your work.
Of course not. No.
You know, you're going to be distracted and stressed, and that's not good for anyone.
Absolutely. And then it's interesting because, you know, we've seen companies like Instacart and Grubhub, who have actually implemented same-day pay.
Okay.
And they've seen a decrease in turnover.
That's interesting.
Which, you know, it's kind of like a secondary benefit.
Right. Because initially you might just think, okay, this is good for employees.
Right. It's a perk.
It makes them happier, but it actually has bottom line benefits for the company as well.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so important for companies to understand.
Yeah.
Is that this is not just like a nice thing to do.
Mm.
This is actually a smart business decision.
It's an investment in your workforce.
Exactly.
And, you know, there are definitely logistical challenges to implementing same-day pay.
Right. I was going to say that.
You know, you've got to have the right systems in place.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure that you can actually handle processing payroll that quickly.
And there might be fees involved, too, right?
There could be fees depending on the provider and the system that you use.
Yeah. So it's definitely something that you need to think through carefully.
Yes. Definitely do your research.
But I think the potential benefits are really worth considering.
I think so, too.
So the same day pay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now let's move on to flexible scheduling, which I think this one is near and dear to my heart.
I was going to say, I think a lot of people can relate to this.
I think everybody can relate to this.
Absolutely.
Because we've all been in that situation where we're just trying to juggle a million things.
Yeah. Work-life balance is a constant struggle.
Right. And, you know, you've got kids, you've got appointments.
Doctor's appointments, errands.
Errands. You name it.
Yeah. Life just gets in the way sometimes.
And so the idea that you could have some control over when and where you work is just so appealing.
It's a huge draw for a lot of people.
And again, I think there's a misconception that flexible scheduling is just about like letting people do whatever they want.
Right. Like just work whenever you feel like it.
Right. But it's not about that.
No. It's about finding a system that works for both the employee and the employer.
Right. It's about flexibility within structure.
Exactly. And there's actually a lot of research that shows that flexible scheduling can lead to increased productivity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there was this study by Stanford University, and they found that employees who worked remotely had a 12% increase in performance.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of that is because when people have more control over their schedules, they're less stressed.
Right.
They're more focused.
They can work when they're most productive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, some people are morning people. Some people are night owls.
Totally.
Let them work when they're at their best.
Yeah.
And also, you're eliminating that commute time.
Right.
Which, you know, for some people can be an hour or two out of their day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then there's also the environmental impact.
Yeah. Less cars on the road.
Less pollution.
It's a win-win.
So, yeah, I mean, there are definitely a lot of potential benefits to flexible scheduling.
For sure.
But I'm sure there are also challenges.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got to think about things like communication.
Yeah.
How do you make sure everyone's on the same page when they're not all in the office at the same time?
Right.
And then there's also the issue of, you know, some jobs just aren't conducive to flexible scheduling.
Yeah. If you're a nurse.
Exactly. You need to be at the hospital.
Or a teacher.
Right.
You can't really do that from home.
So it's about finding the right fit.
Right.
For the job in the industry.
So we talked about same day pay. We've talked about flexible scheduling.
Two really interesting strategies.
But how do these two things compare to each other?
Okay.
Like, which one is better?
That's a good question.
Or can they work together?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily about choosing one over the other.
Okay.
It's more about thinking about them as tools in a toolbox.
Okay.
You know, each one has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Right.
And it really depends on the specific needs of your company and your employees.
So, like, you might choose one over the other depending on the industry.
Exactly. So, for example, you know, if you have a lot of hourly workers.
Right.
Who are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Same day pay could be a real game changer for them.
Huge.
But if you have a lot of employees who are, you know, parents or caregivers, flexible scheduling might be more appealing to them.
That makes sense.
So it's really about tailoring your approach.
And could a company do both?
I think they absolutely could.
Okay.
And I think in some cases it might even be the ideal scenario.
Yeah, like having both options.
Right, because you're really giving employees a sense of control over both their time and their finances.
And that's got to be huge for morale.
Absolutely. You know, it shows that you trust them.
Yeah.
You value them.
You invested in them.
Exactly.
So what would you say is the key takeaway for our listener today?
I think the big takeaway here is that the workplace is changing.
Yeah.
Employee expectations are changing.
Right.
And companies need to adapt if they want to attract and retain top talent.
So it's not just about salary anymore.
No, it's about the whole package.
It's about well-being,
like
feeling valued, all of that.
Exactly.
So that's something to think about, I think, for everybody.
Absolutely.
Whether you're an employer or an employee, you know, what are the things that are important to you?
Yeah, what do you need to feel valued and respected in your workplace?
And how can you create that environment?
Because at the end of the day, you know, happy employees are productive employees.
Absolutely. And companies that can figure this out are going to be the ones that thrive in the future.
I think so, too.
All right. So that's our deep dive on employee retention strategies.
That was a good one.
I hope you found it helpful.
I did.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, everybody.
See you later.